So let's review. We mentioned at the end of the previous daf that Rabbi Yochanan holds that one may not move a menorah, a candelabra, on Shabbos, regardless of its size, even according to Rabbi Shimon. At first, the Gemara suggested that the menorah is treated strictly hoil v'adam kaveh alim makam. A person designates a place for it and does not intend to move it. The Gemara rejects this approach since a kilas chasanim also has a designated place but may still be moved. Instead, Abaye suggests that we must be talking about a menorah shel chulyus, or at least ke'en shel chulyus, a menorah that is either made up of sections or looks like it has different sections. The reason Rabbi Yochanan holds it may not be moved has nothing to do with muktzah. Rather, he's concerned that it will fall apart and one might put it back together, which would be a violation of makkeh b'patish, a malacha d'oraisa of putting the finishing touches on something. Reish Lakish would also agree that a menorah shel chulyus, or even a large menorah with grooves that make it appear like it is shel chulyus, may not be moved. He only permits moving a small menorah that is usually made up of one piece. The Gemara then quotes an ambiguous statement that Rebbe hayu b'menorah k'Rebbe Shimon ben Ner, but the Gemara remains unsure whether this means that Rebbe permitted moving a menorah or not. The Gemara goes on to list other Amoraim who disagree whether to pass like Rebbe Yehuda or Rebbe Shimon with regard to muktzah. One particular Amoraim, Bavo, was both a Talmud of Rebbe Shu ben Levi, who held like Rebbe Shimon, and a Talmud of Rebbe Yochanan, who held like Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Avohu himself actually held like Rebbe Shimon, but in the presence of Rebbe Yochanan, he would be strict, mishum kavoida Rebbe Yochanan, for the honor of Rebbe Yochanan. The Gemara now makes the following distinction. Even though Rebbe Shimon does not hold the concept of muktzah machmas miyas, Rebbe Yehuda, the Amora, claims that Rebbe Shimon would agree that something like a naphtha lamp is muktzah, because its bad odor makes it so repugnant that it cannot possibly be used for anything else. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef think that Rabbi Shimon would allow even a naphtha lamp. The Gemara relates that Rabbi Avya once visited Rabbi's house and placed his muddy boots on the bed before Rabbi. Offended by his behavior, Rabbi sought to distress him by challenging him to explain Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef's opinion. Rabbi Avya was able to explain that whenever something is a kli in its own right, even if it has no significant function on Shabbos, it is too disgusting to put anything in it. So long as it has some minimal use on Shabbos, such as chazi l'chisu b'mona, it can be used to cover a kli, it would not be muktzah. That minimal use is enough to take it out of the category of muktzah. However, a rock would still be muktzah. Although it can also cover kalim, it is not a kli in its own right. In order not to be muktzah, it needs to be both a kli in its own right and have some minimal Shabbos use. Rav Nachman Yitzchok commented on this episode and said, Baruch Rachmanu d'lechisifei Rav al Rav Avya. Baruch Hashem, the Rava did not embarrass Rav Avya. The Gemara continues to clarify the Shita Reb Shimon with Rabbah reconciling two rulings of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that leftover oil in a lamp is not muktzah, because when Shabbos begins, Odom Yoshev u'mitzapa imasai techa b'neira, a person anticipates that the candle will go out and he will be able to use the oil. However, Reb Shimon also ruled that a b'chor behemah tahira, a firstborn animal that did not have a recognized mum before Yom Tov, would be muktzah. It may not be slaughtered and eaten, because we cannot assume Adam Yeshiv Mitzapa Mosa Yibel by Mum, that a person waits to find a Mum in the Bukhar, since there are so many unknowns. Will it develop a Mum, a blemish at all? Even if it does develop a Mum, will it be a Mum Kavua, a permanent blemish? Will I find a Chacham, an expert, to paskin on the Mum? The Gemara adds that in the case of Nadarm, which were annulled on Shabbos, the item in question becomes permitted and is not Muktzah. In the case of a woman's Nedar, we say, Kol HaNedaris Al Das Bailihi Nedaris. A woman who makes a neder does so subject to her husband's agreement. Therefore, we can assume that she anticipated the item becoming usable by her husband's probable annulment. In the case of a man's neder, since it is quite easy to find gimel hadyaitis, and in order to be matan neder, to release somebody from a vow, it is not necessary to have a chacham. But even three simple people have the authority to release the vow, it is not muktzah. However, in the case of bechor, you need to find a chacham, an expert in the halachas of women, blemishes which is very uncertain. The Gemara goes back to that which we learned earlier, that Rav Shimon only allows moving a lamp after the fire went out, but not while it's burning. The reason being, Dilma Bahadi Dinokin Lo Kavsa, it may get extinguished while he's moving it. Abai raises the question, after all, doesn't Rav Shimon hold that Davish and Veskavin, unintended results, are mutter? As we learned, Ger Adam Kisei, Mita, Vesavsel, Ubavachli, Skavin Lasses Charetz. One may drag a chair, a bed, or a bench, so long as he does not intend to make a furrow. So too in our case, what would be the problem with carrying the candle? Even if it gets extinguished, it would be a davar shein miskaven. The Gemara offers two answers. Rav Yosef suggests that in the case of dragging the bench, even if done intentionally, it is only Asa Midrabbanan because he is making the foe in an unusual manner. However, in our case, the potential Isser, intentionally extinguishing a flame on Shabbos, is an Isser Dairaisa. Therefore, even Rabbi Shimon would make a gzera not to do it even in the manner of Dov HaShein Meskava. Rabbi rejects that approach based on Rabbi Shimon's lenient attitude toward Dov HaShein Meskava regarding wearing Shabbos, which is also an Isser Dairaisa. Rabbi Shimon allows merchants to model clothing that have Shabbos so long as they do not intend to enjoy physical benefit from them. Instead, Rabbi suggests that the reason Rabbi Shimon is strict with the lit lamps and oil is that it is a basis ledavar ha'aser, a base to the flame itself. This will lead to a discussion in the following daf about the concept of basis ledavar ha'aser.